Okay, so should I start?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it's better to first have a presentation of my work and then we can discuss with this crash in temp what we can do for my future, in fact, to continue my research, because apparently I will have serious problems. Okay. So I will start with the presentation of my work.
You can be sitting here itself and do the presentation.
Okay, I can start.
Yeah,
like
that's better.
Then. Okay, so it's my work is generally about using posteriors in speech recognition systems and somehow enhancing the estimation of posteriors, getting new posteriors which are more informative by somehow integrating some extra knowledge like prior knowledge and contextual information related to the problem. And then use this posterior estimation method for designing hierarchical speech recognition systems. So in this hierarchical architecture, I will be able to integrate extra knowledge at the proper level of hierarchy, and I will be also able to combine different kind of knowledge or sources of knowledge I have. Well, as you know, generally posteriors are estimated using neural networks and more specifically MLPs in a speech recognition system. So a time limited window of a speech signal is represented by some capsule features which are then processed by an MLP, and it gives us some evidences in the form of phone posteriors. Then we use these phone posteriors as features or as scores for for either just decoding or training and inference training and then decoding. But we know that in this case we are not able to integrate contextual information, long contextual information, and we are not able to integrate the prior knowledge we can have about phonemes or about words in the posterior estimation. So the main motivation is to see if we can integrate this kind of extra knowledge in the posterior estimation. So what is proposed to solve this problem is to use what we formally use in HMM formally, which is called gamma state posterior, as a posterior for training or decoding. So it's, well, as you know, it's state posterior probability in HMM, which is defined as the probability of being in a specific HMM state at a specific time, having the whole observation sequence and the model. So whole observation sequence means having complete contextual information, and the model can encode some kind of prior knowledge for us by means of topological constraints. Well, you know, it's this gamma posterior is written in terms of forward and backward HMM recursions, and actually one way to use this gamma posteriors is using these posteriors as some kind of new scores for decoding. So in this case it will be similar to hybrid method. The difference is that we do one more step. Maybe I can explain it better. So we do one more step here, and we here by means of another HMM we introduce some kind of prior knowledge and contextual information. We get better evidences than what we initially had here, and then we do the decoding and the and more informative posteriors instead of this one. So we are expecting to the system to perform better and more opposed to noisy cases. Here you see some results and how what is the effect of introducing reasonable prior knowledge. So different rows in this table are showing different level of noise and also plain speech. and different columns are showing different kind of posteriors or gamma posteriors. So the first column is showing the our baseline system, which is getting estimate of posteriors out of MLP, and then using these posteriors for decoding. And the other columns are showing the performance of different kind of gammas. So gamma, which is estimated using information about minimum duration of phonemes, about possible transition between phonemes, and some more prior knowledge, like which word is composed of which phonemes, and grammatical knowledge about transition between words and things like this. So as you see, introducing more reasonable prior knowledge will help to have better performance in almost all the cases. And here I compare the performance of the gamma-based system with the standard HMM GMM system, which is based on doing decoding using likelihoods as scores. And the difference is that our system is using posteriors for decoding. So as you see, it's working better than the standard HMM GMM system. And finally, the conclusion is here we saw how we can get some more informative posterior by introducing extra knowledge like prior and contextual information, and then using this posterior estimation method to design hierarchical speech recognition system, which the goal is to have a better, more efficient, and more robust system. So if you want, now we can discuss about the crash and the loss of data. So I lost all the posteriors I use as input for my system. So the gamma are somehow estimated or computed on top of posteriors, and now I don't have any posterior, and probably the scripts generating that posterior. So what I can do?
You go to the table you have there, like the big table, okay, with all that, then we can discuss. So which, I think I have all the gammas, no? Especially gamma full models I have.
Gamma full models, but what about other ones? And what about the posteriors?
The posteriors.
Because I cannot stop my research. I may do something else, you know, in future with this. I need posteriors too.
Now you need the different method. From gammas you can generate the posteriors.
Posteriors. Even you have those three state performed gammas also? You have all these?
No, I don't have them. They're all unattended. We have that because you stored them.
Okay.
So
now you can write another paper if you can.
Feature, you know?
Yeah. maybe some other PhD student should be hired to work on
gamma
degenerating gamma.
I was just, let's talk about little about this presentation itself. The slide number 6. How you feel it is important that you are taking the context of the whole utterance? How important it could be? Is it not a possibility that you are having less context?
Less context?
Instead of having context from 1 to capital T, which is for the whole utterance, which doesn't make much sense.
Yes.
In general. So what is a possibility that you can cut the context? Instead of having the context from...
You mean a smaller context?
That's
instead
right.
Of this.
Might be left to right, everything there, but not the whole context. Because it's a fact that when you are having one utterance,
mm-hmm.
so one utterance is like a full sentence or something, and there might not be much breaks in it.
Yeah.
In that sense, it doesn't make sense that you are going too much in the past and then you are trying to compute something which is not related.
Yeah. Well, even they can have some information which are not so meaningful or which are not related. Yeah. Well. But then I will have the problem to find the optimum amount of context.
Mm-hmm.
How much context should I take?
Kind of, let's say Hynek's idea is usually 100 milliseconds.
200
or
milliseconds.
1 second.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for numbers, I think it may be okay. Numbers, hardly.
Yeah, numbers,
you
know, it might be okay because most of the sentences might be 3 seconds or something.
Even less than that, yeah. Just few words. Like.
Yeah.
So, but if for CTS or something, like if it is really long sentence of 10 seconds or something, you may not really need so
that
much.
That much of context to computer commas.
I know, it's really computationally very intensive also. Like if
mm-hmm.
it's
okay, yeah, that's a good idea. That's reasonable.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so when we are talking about them, then my stories are the worst, I think.
So because yeah, all the posteriors are from you only.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot generate posteriors.
Yeah. And
so there is.
And you don't have the scripts for.
I don't have the C files also presently.
Ah, okay,
mm-hmm.
you don't. You have just your thesis. So.
Yeah. No. God has stopped my work. He has said that enough is enough.
And what could happen if you don't even have your thesis?
Yeah, then I would have taken 2 years extension.
Or you would have.
Yeah, it was pretty scary, but let's see what happens.
But for your case, you don't need really complicated posteriors. You just need some PLPs and then.
Yes.
Yeah, you can then regenerate it, no? Because they mostly did it on what, Thumbus and a couple of CTS experiments, right?
Yeah, for CTS, Peter still, I think, has posterior. He didn't lose anything.
No,
so
but my he may be linking to Matthew, I guess, because Matthew got the wave files.
He probably might.
But you got all the wave files, so.
Yeah, but the wave file is that's in the temp only, right? So
yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
The only thing is that I can recover it back from.
Yeah. Yeah. So if he got features, then it's okay. Otherwise, if he has to generate again, he can't
because
generate.
Because even. Patra has lost a lot.
Yeah.
He's having only the results with him.
So
he doesn't have the files. The
because
real, the real.
No, everything.
Files.
See, if they say that we cannot recover it, then I can quickly get it back from XA in a couple of days. I can put all the system back here.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
everybody has features in temp only most of the time. All the
yeah.
CTS features or CTS wave files. So.
Yeah.
So forget about CTS at least now, I think, because
yeah,
it's
because
again
even to download that much of data.
It takes
yeah.
at least 1 or 2 weeks.
No, I can see downloading is another thing. One
but
thing is that I have to do
segmentation.
Is that they have a data in a one particular structure.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to first of all, you know, organize, create tar files and then
mm-hmm.
I can get it back here.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you need to do some segmentation also, no, on top of that. So.
And then you have to get their PLP features and
yeah, that I can get all those things.
Okay, because
all
those files are also very big. They are not single
yeah.
files.
Yeah, but
yeah.
those files
be
can
be
recovered easily. Only thing is that now if they have to say that we cannot recover it.
Yeah, we can wait at least 1 or 2 weeks for this
BOC. One, 2 days, like this week I can wait and see. If they cannot recover it, then I can just get all the data from XE and put back to CTS.
But still, I think we can't really do these things before, I guess.
No, we can.
Yeah. So that's why, like, yeah, maybe we can concentrate what, especially on numbers now, and then
mm-hmm.
we can go to CTS.
Yeah.
So in numbers case, what do you really need, like?
Just posterior estimated using PLP features for
mm-hmm.
number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which
at least
we can
yeah,
generate.
Mm-hmm.
We need to generate again PLPs, but wave files are there.
Yeah, PLP. Numbers 95 database is there.
PLPs
right.
are also lost.
Yeah, PLPs.
Okay.
Everything.
Everything is lost.
Everything is
and if you really ask me, even the structure which was there,
mm-hmm.
real, every point by point, how PLPs were generated, that information is also not there.
But you're generating PLPs from FeeCalc. No?
Yeah, but the parameters which are exact.
Mm.
Mm.
But at least
hopefully 95% I know, but
yeah.
that 5%.
Yeah, that you can't really.
And then we need to train the new weights because MLP training needs to be done, and then only the next step will happen.
Okay.
So it's pretty whole thing is stupid. Whether we can replicate the results, whatever results you are showing, whether we can replicate them or not, presently it's not known.
But at least yeah, you have something. To verify there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So PLPs or these are all 13, just only PLPs, not deltas and deltas.
No, there is not delta. And there is another problem for verifying these results because, well, for these results, you know, the configuration should not. Well, I also save the configuration somewhere in the temp.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly how many states for decoding and which kind of language model and things like this. I think I can remember almost all of them, but it's a bit.
But if you got something from Hammond or Matthew, then I have those number of states like we have there, no? Like it's only for only close DCL, KCL, they have.
No.
He is using different setup, I think.
No,
he
got from you only.
Setup. Do you use our setup for the number of states? For the gamma estimation?
Yes.
I think
okay.
So. Then I have those number of states.
No,
right?
No, those things I'm also having because they were done 2 years back.
Anything
which is done in the last 2 years is the one which is.
So you didn't have any PLPs, no? PLPs or P files from PLP?
Nothing.
So what about these noise levels? Like we have noise wave files in
COM
databases?
COM database, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we have directly wave files with a particular noise added?
Yeah, that's right.
Those
things are not disturbed.
They are all in the database section.
Nothing related to the database has been disturbed.
No, but I think.
Except
the
switchboard.
Yeah, except switchboard, but the switchboard also we have it, but only thing is that we don't have all the data.
But the problem is like all these SNRs, I think it may not be there in database, I guess.
No,
they're
there.
So
because it was...
You added already like all the noise in
database. It was pre-written there. It's in the database itself.
Even with SNRs?
That's right.
Even
in
DVD form we have it.
That is not a problem.
So it's not that you are added all the...
No, I didn't do it. Myself.
With SNR, different SNRs.
No. Means, that part is less scary.
Yeah, so at least we have WAV files, so now we can generate anything, any PLP. So
the things which are related to your PLP can be done, I think. It's
yeah.
not such a major problem.
Yeah, so as a conclusion, there is no major problem except.
No, except
time.
Yeah.
So
how much time do you want to spend again?
MLP needs to be trained. And the PLP feature, so it's kind of 1.5 days work, kind of to generate the new files.
But for all these SNRs, so that's also.
Yeah, that will like it means it will add up. That's it.
Mm.
Yeah. But all of it is doable in 3-4 days time.
I also had stored lots of generated posteriors or gammas or things like this, which I should regenerate. I have the scripts, but. Well, it takes time, it's CPU and regenerating all these things, but okay. So there is no major problem except time. Deadline of 2 weeks for ICAS.
I don't have to generate any new results. I'm also on the other side then. But if I need to generate new results then, and anyway there is emotional loss. So much of scripts and
no, the thing is like you can't really write this, especially the code is real problem. Scripts is okay,
even
scripts also the configurations or if you forget something, some even pre-emphasis factor or something, it's really.
Means losses are emotional as well as whatever it is there, man hour and blah blah, but it's tragedy. So RAID 5 you have told to the.
It looks like if you get 3 disks gone, then it's very difficult to get it.
Which disk?
The flank, if it's 1 disk, it's fine.
3 disks.
Because at least one is having the...
No, 1 disk, there is no problem.
Mirror, so it will recover from the mirror. But if the 3 disks are gone, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how it went. Like, usually if as soon as 1 disk fails, it should be replaced, actually. And
so it should be replaced by.
Otherwise it will go on destroying other disks. I don't know how it happened. You know, such a thing like usually as soon as one fails, it actually notifies the system administrator or makes certain kind of noise.
Yeah, maybe other reason
to make sure that it has to be replaced. So if the disk is not replaced, then it will fail. There's an internal recovery. If you just replace the disk, it can internally it can quickly recover everything into that disk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you have if you have, it's kind of like essentially if it is like 120 100 100 GB there are data space, then it essentially will have a 200 GB only visible data to you. But then it can, as soon as you replace one of those hard disks, it can from the other one it can recover everything on that.
It will have mirrors.
Internally it can do that kind of thing. But if the three disks fail, then it's a really difficult job. I don't know how it can be recovered. Probably the one way that they send the hard disks to the people who are experts, and they do like sector by sector or block by block, they try to recover.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, it's very expensive.
But that too late.
A simple thing might cost you minimum 10,000 euros. Something like that.
But even this may be really huge debt also.
Was it insured? Any idea?
I don't know. I don't think insurance company will give.
No, insurance can take care of. Anything can be insured in this world nowadays.
I think maybe some companies differently they will insure, otherwise like you can't really have so many backups like
mm-hmm.
servers or.
But it still means one thing which is mystery to me, why temp 1 and temp 2 were residing on the same hard disk.
No, it was because it was not temp 1, temp 2, but they have the same it has 3 disks hard disk
mm-hmm.
category.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go up to 14 or something like
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
but it can be on the same.
Yeah,
thing.
So it means.
Which just partition.
So that.
So it tries to put quickly put things in this way that so that, and but only thing is that only one stripe has the backup.
Mm.
Keep taking up the backup.
Mm-hmm.
So it puts everything quickly. It can decide wherever it wants to put. So it's faster to do that way.
No. What I'm saying means temp 1 and temp 2 could have been different systems altogether.
No, I think that's a soft name they have given there.
I'm saying they could have kept differently.
Yeah, but then what is the use of RAID then?
No, RAID on both the systems, what's the problem?
No, but that is what the RAID can allow you to keep up to 14 hard disks.
Hard disks, there were already 5 hard disks, right?
Yeah, so they have 5,
mm-hmm.
and you can go up to 14 if you want to keep the.
Mm-hmm.
And it can still work, and it has a, and the way it looks like, it's still fault tolerant, you know, the way it is.
But we have.
So usually, it is just that if you one disk crashes, before if it is replaced quickly, then no problems. Otherwise, unsaved data will start. The first thing is get lost.
Hmm.
That's the thing.
Yeah, now everybody is going to be scared of temps.
Yeah, I know temp.
Temp is, well, it's anyway, I think they can do, because some of these people are experts. There are a couple of experts in Switzerland itself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm.
if they can easily recover it, promptly
mm-hmm.
to do this kind of thing.
But is it really costly, this system is?
Yeah, it depends on the job. You know, sometimes it's a small hardware thing, they might do it within, you know, 5,000 euros and all. But if it's very much detailed work, they will just, it's the system that the whole thing starts like this, that you have to give your credit card number and sign a form, and then only they will start touching your hard disk.
No. I checked over the net, it's not the way. You send the things to them.
Yeah.
They will see if they can recover. Then only they'll ask you that this
no,
is
no,
the quotation.
No,
but if there is no, if they cannot recover, they will send it back.
No, that's what they say. Like you do it, then send it the hard disk.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will say, okay, we can do it. And then if you do it,
No. First they will give you a quotation. They won't go away without that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Means it's a wrong information.
Yeah.
Maybe at least they will give some number, otherwise like.
Yeah, yeah. Because in the beginning, what they say that send us the thing,
yeah.
we look at the things. If it is recoverable, we
then
will tell you what is the quotation.
What is the estimate of that?
And if it is not recoverable, we will send it back to you.
Hmm.
But means and if they cannot recover it, then what they won't charge anything from you
yeah.
for the inspection.
I think that is yeah.
Yeah,
but
at least they will know beforehand.
That's
you know,
right.
How far they can go.
Yeah.
No, it is up
means
to you.
Looking
know.
At the how much failure has happened,
yeah.
accordingly they will tell you whether they can recover or not.
And in fact, if they can go a lot, but you know, if they can go block by block and look into it and try to recover, but that much you will want to go or not is the question.
But even like how much important data, like
yeah.
Sometimes it's just MP3s or something, so
yeah.
You don't really
yeah.
need to.
And it's like 40 tera.
For 4 tera, no?
4 tera,
I guess.
There was some answer.
Mm-hmm.
So how much is 4 tera? 4,000 gigabytes?
Yeah, 4,000
yeah.
gigabytes.
Okay.
4,000 GB.
Not much.
Yeah.
That's a big...
So, but now we got something like...
Isn't RAID 1 is more fault tolerant as compared to RAID 5?
Mm.
No, RAID 5 is better. I think.
Right.
No, RAID 1 is having exactly 50% capacity is utilized. It's copy.
Oh, okay.
Two copies of the same thing will be existing.
Mm-hmm.
That is RAID 1.
But RAID 5 is then 20% copy only.
That's right.
Yeah.
RAID
oh,
5
okay.
is 20%.
It's not the other way.
No.
I don't.
So RAID 1 is exactly, it means it's a lot of wastage of resources, but it's more fault tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no parity kind of or anything. Nothing exists there.
Yeah,
so the disk which has crashed, that cannot be recovered. The disk which has not crashed, it can be recovered completely. Means if both the disk have crashed for the same data,
yeah.
you cannot recover anything.
Yeah.
If one disk has crashed, then you can recover everything.
Yeah, it will be there in the other disk.
Yeah, it will be in the other disk. So that is RAID 1.
Anyway, Hamid, how do you want to go about it?
If you are given a choice, you want to take RAID 1 or RAID 5 or a simple laptop.
No, I would say, how would you like to go about with the ICASP?
Well, I think after this meeting, we can try together to regenerate this. Well, PLPs, I think they should be first regenerated, then posteriors, and if by the end of week we
yeah.
could have posteriors, then it's
yeah.
not that difficult. I can easily regenerate the gammas and do all the experiments again.
So what are the experiments you need to do? What
again.
Are the new experiments you are having in your mind?
Mainly, there will be some experiment to check how the system is robust against these tuning factors like language modeling
scaling
factor and word insertion penalty.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the main new issue.
Mm-hmm.
And well,
but do you feel that is paper material?
Yeah, the new thing in the paper and well,
and also maybe like these
noisy cases. But
the one which you have reported means you want to report something more than that?
Well,
this is not in the paper.
Actually, this was not in the paper. I put it in the presentation, but it's not in the paper.
Okay.
This
the paper was just for clean speech.
Okay.
But since I had the results before and I
mm-hmm.
cannot copy these things because I talked with Hedway and he said, okay, actually the numbers are not very reasonable because they are just 13 PLP features and
mm-hmm.
We have to have at least something which is known for people. I mean, they are expecting something around 1987 or
mm-hmm.
something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to redo
mm-hmm.
all the experiments,
mm-hmm.
but now it's a little bit more difficult because before I had posteriors and now we have
yeah.
two more steps, PLPs and then posteriors. So.
Okay.
At least now he can know a full system setup from.
So maybe what I can do, I can give you the setup.
Yes,
and
thank
you.
Very
you
much.
Can generate from bottom.
Yeah.
Train the MLP, test the MLP.
Thank you very much.
So now mainly like a 39 PLP. You are always using 39, no? Mm. Not
I was
sure.
using 39. Yes.
But then why these features you gave me like they're 13? You truncated them to.
I wanted to extend this. Well, actually, the paper we wanted to write was for ICAST was something related to multi-stream gamma. But
No.
We will explain. So that my plan was to have two streams, and I
did it on only one.
Yeah,
stream.
I thought that okay, one stream will be PLP and the other will be delta PLP.
Oh, okay.
So this was one part of experiment, so single stream, and then I wanted to combine deltas with this and have another table. So that was why. But actually, because you know the numbers and the study is not, it's not showing strong results. Anyway, results are not very important, but they should be within a range of acceptable numbers. So then, for now, I think it's better to instead of doing P PLP and Delta PLP. I can have single stream of 39 PLPs and then combine them with traps.
Yeah, those results only you reported in InterSpeech, no? Like 39 PLP results.
Yeah, 39.
They were less than 10% border relation.
Yeah.
Now even like clean speech you're getting.
So what is this result? This is related to your MLMI?
No, it's InterSpeech.
This is just...
Okay. These numbers are full PLP 39.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But just to make things clear in the presentation to show more steps.
What is the Typhoon Gammas?
He used the Typhoon MLP and get the.
Okay. Your MLP.
Yeah. He gave scale like loops to me, then I generated Gammas.
Okay.
Even
those Gammas will be same as. Normalize the scale likelihoods,
yeah.
Right?
No.
They
are different.
They are passing through the data from the HMM.
Because I have Typhoon GMMs and HMMs.
Okay.
So he gave me scale likelihoods of Typhoons.
Not scale likelihoods.
Scale likelihoods.
From Typhoon MLP. GMM HMM. Oh, MLP scale likelihoods.
Yeah. Well,
you are having posteriors there, right?
Yeah. So I divided
by the priors.
Priors, yeah.
Okay.
That's all you do.
Okay. So
then again, I will pass through full network, then I can generate Typhoon Gammas.
And full network, what was the
architecture? It's just GMM word models.
Okay.
You have all the connections to between all the words. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, what are the other things we need to discuss?
So then first thing is like we need to generate PLPs and then all these SNRs, PLPs.
Yeah, it's amazing that everything was on the table.
No, but I think there is still some data which is recoverable. At least they could give us time to. I think that the most of those things should be there. I copy it already. They could.
No, it was there on yesterday morning also.
Crash.
Like even.
Yeah.
So I was running some experiments and then it was okay, but it's readable only, so I can't write anything. So.
No, you don't have to write, but you could read.
Yeah, so but we don't know, like we thought, like I thought it's recovering, so maybe by tomorrow I will get everything. So because if you want to copy again, you will have.
This is all because of you. You came on wrong day from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
You should have come on Juma. It would have been okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, still some people are in vacation, so they will really.
They will get a shock of their life.
Yeah. See, they will be back and.
Pedro.
Maybe they won't come back if they have read their mails.
He flies to Senegal directly.
So, Daniel is where in Italy?
Yeah.
Hmm. But even all over the recent iterative training setup is in temp. Because, like, how much we can copy? Because it's really so many iterations and.
Yeah.
Even we thought of really completing many more experiments also.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but it's a major loss, no doubt.
But at least, yeah, scripts are there, every script. Luckily, scripts are there, but... So if they can record...
You want to run the scripts, it's not there.
Yeah, if they can record at least Hammond's P files, then...
If they can give me my C files, then also it's okay.
Yeah. But C files, yeah... Even if they give you P files, it's really better. Even you don't really need to run all that.
Yeah, because I don't need to generate features also. Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. And I don't need all my P files, just few of them.
Yeah, you just only like recent P files at least.
And what if we have someday a fire in EDF? We will lose all the data.
Oh, that is, anywhere fire will lose all the data.
I mean,
know?
But. They have, well, I think...
Nowadays, it's not the case.
No.
They physically also separate.
Yes,
yeah. They can, you know, the story.
Yeah, physically it is separated.
But, you know, here we can easily have a fire because everything is made of wood, I think, and it's small and...
I think
yeah.
There is sprinkler something around here, I hope so.
But still, I think I...
Wood sprinklers.
In Edinburgh, they had that big fire and then...
When wood is there and sprinklers don't work.
even server that... buildings, I mean all the computers in that building, they all burnt, but they have like 3 backups in the university, so at least people, they didn't really affect much. Whereas universities, maybe it's really big, so they can afford
distributed the whole thing around.
Yeah,
they won't keep it at one
place. They will have backup at different
physically at different places.
And also in some, in underground, so that like file proof or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, then you need your form is out, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, the good, the conclusion is to have a backup on the on CD at home.
No, CDs are
yeah,
not enough. Like
CDs
no.
are not enough. That's
yeah,
the
how
problem.
Much?
No,
because one CD is how much? It's not even 1 GB.
Yeah.
For
so
example,
then CDs are not enough.
Phone book, I can recover everything on phone book because I have it on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it once upon time to copy it to my home, and so I have all the data of my CD. But I don't know if I had I copied all the numbers data on that. So
you are talking about data, or you are
data itself, the whole feature
okay.
to everything.
Mm.
Feature, segmentation, every label file, everything is there. I can recover it back from there actually.
But what about some Iqbal's home directories or he also kept everything in temp?
No, no, he was having lot many things in the proper places.
Yeah.
But in temp he was having a lot of important things, yeah. All the experiments which he was running.
But he did mostly on numbers, no? So at least if we can recover, if we can read some of his stuff or something.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look at it, his home? Iqbal, home speech Iqbal or something.
Look what?
Look for any features or anything are there.
No,
look what we do with the switches.
No, no, he maybe he might be using same PLP features or something. It
No. Okay,
different.
That way. Might be, but the situation is that he was generating his own PLP features from his own scripts.
His
he
own
was not using Dr. Speech.
Ah, okay, Iqbal is here, yeah, he got his own.
Yeah, so he was like, he was... So I borrowed few of the things from him.
Yeah.
The FFT routine and reading the signal waveform. These things I borrowed from him and I changed. And then I put it in my all programs. So, I kept the backups, but those backups were themselves on temp. I didn't know that this way it can crash because I thought might be I can do a mistake and wipe out the things. And then there is no backup. So I cannot blame anybody, but I didn't know that the whole backup can itself crash. Yeah. So now in my life I will never believe anything which is temp.
No.
Whether it is temperature or whether it is temporary. Because just few days back I took a backup of my laptop, fearing the same thing. But then I didn't realize that I should take a backup of.
Only good thing
yeah.
is that the numbers,
it
I think I pretty much can recover all the, even the Tri-Phone experiments.
Mm.
Because I think I have kept those labels, all those things in a speech directory, a P file of it.
No, then it's good.
So
like
it's
we don't really need.
Generate all back all those labels and everything. Yeah.
So, but your PLP is also.
PLP should be there.
Mm-hmm.
I should have kept the PLP also somewhere there.
Then we just need to run neural net only. Yeah, but PLPs are like hardly few minutes. No?
PLP is hardly anything.
Mm. No, the extra work gone is like, you know, converting the segmentation from monophone to triphone, this kind of thing. Then they, all the scripts are there in the temp for that kind of thing.
Ah.
Which scripts?
Like.
From posteriors to post alignment.
No, what you do is like you have the segmentation to train that for monophone, right?
Yeah.
You can convert the same thing into triphone segmentation because there's monophone
yeah.
and triphone,
yeah.
they are not different except
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
you're just going to give a different label to them
mm-hmm.
depending on the context.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to convert that segmentation directly here
mm-hmm.
rather than now, you know, you see the point that if you lose one, so the thing is that I have to recover means I have to recover through the monophone segmentation to triphone segmentation, the whole thing.
But you still need to run all the nets, no?
Yeah, it's okay. That number is very fast, so it's
no, but it's not. I think at least it takes 2 hours or
yeah, so
3 hours.
3 hours,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
yes,
but
you
right
can't parallelize also. That's the problem.
The
like
thing is that right now you know almost what is the like the burn which will give you the best result. So you can come instead of
not in all cases. That's the problem which people are facing, because
yeah.
everything was written then and there itself. Means even if the optimization has been done, they did the
yeah.
optimization there and they worked on that, started working on that. They didn't write it with
yeah.
pen or something on a paper or
yeah.
saying that, okay, this is the best optimization.
Yeah. So for example, if he want to replicate all these results, then he need to use all Hammond's
yeah.
PLP configuration, then That's
because
really
if I change my configuration, then
your results
are somewhere else.
Then even you don't know.
Anyway.
Okay.
Let's recover it. Let's hope the best.
So how much time we have spent?
I think we have spent
35-40 minutes.
Okay. So
yeah.
This is good enough.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fine. Okay, fine.
Have a good day.
Good day.
So
it's over, we have to leave first.